on this day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day. Thanks to Celebrations, Barragup and Meadow Springs. Spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
Nice. All right, it's Monday, the 7th of September, and having a birthday today, Gloria Gaynor. Last week we were all about who's called Gloria. Of course, Gloria Gaynor, the US singer, had a big string of hits in the 70s like this one. She's 71. Julie Kavner, or more well known as
Homer, you've got it set on whore.
Marge Simpson, she turns 70 today. Chrissy Hynde, a lead vocalist and guitarist with the Pretenders, is 69.
I didn't like living in America, so I moved to England.
Diane Warren, now she's a heavy cat. She's a US songwriter, 64 today. Listen to the amount of stars she's written songs for. Aerosmith, Cher's If I Could Turn Back Time. Taylor Dane, Love Will Lead You Back. And Bad English's When I See You Smile.
Wow.
She's a songwriting gun.
Nice one, Di.
Shannon Elizabeth, the US actress, you might remember her as Nadia from American Pie.
Nah.
Well, you would if you'd seen American Pie. You would not forget who she was.
Did she appear on a scene without too much clothing on?
Yeah, she was stark as.
Yeah, now it's coming back to me.
Evan Wood, the American actress, is 33. Now, she's been in a lot of things and voiced Queen Iduna in the latest Disney film Frozen 2. And Harrison Craig, the Aussie singer, is 26.
It was on this day in 1813 that the nickname Uncle Sam was first used as a symbolic reference to the United States. They believe Uncle Sam was named after Samuel Wilson, who was a meat packer from New York.
Wilson! He supplied barrels of beef to the US Army. On your Uncle Sam. In 1892, Gentleman Jim became the first world heavyweight boxing champ.
Now, this is a bit sad. The last Tasmanian tiger, or thylacine, died at the Hobart Zoo on this day in 1936.
Oh, that is sad. Do you remember these guys?
One banana, two banana, three banana, four. Four bananas make a bunch of soda, many more.
Ah. I gotta forget the banana splits.
Fleagle, Bingo, Drooper, and Snorky, the Adventure Hour debuted on TV in 1968. And a couple of years ago, remember they made a horror movie with them?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I don't know. Somebody was tripping out. And Patrick Rafter won his first US Open tennis championship on this day in 1997.
Is he American?
No, he's Australian.
Oh, I think I'm thinking of Pat Cash.
He's Australian.
No, sorry. McEnroe.
He's American.
Yeah, that one. Remind me again about Patrick Rafter.
He was in a Bonds ad once.
Dark hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Anyway, a few of the things that happened on this day for Monday, the 7th of September.